Now the game that's both famous and feared among the celebrity publicists of America, the one where we ask their clients about things they don't know anything about. It's called Not My Job. Julia Sweeney first became famous as a cast member of Saturday Night Live, primarily through her sexually ambiguous character, Pat. Since leaving the show, though, she's devoted herself to her own acclaimed one-woman shows, including And God Said Ha, and her newest show, Letting Go of God. Julia Sweeney, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, thank you.
Great to have you here.
I'm so proud to be here.
Let's go over the career, because you're one of those people who's done a lot of different things, and I'm always curious as to what's the primary thing that people know you for. They come up to you and they go, hey, you're Julia Sweeney, you... What? Is it Pat? Is it the one-woman show?
I would say it was probably Pat. Yeah. Probably in popular culture, Pat is the most well-known thing. Yeah. And then if you know a little bit more about me, you know that I did God Said Ha, which is a monologue I did that became a movie.
Yes.
Some people know about that, but that's a lower down, I think, from Pat. And then lower down still, then I've done a couple more monologues. I did In the Family Way about 3 years ago in New York and L.A., and then I did this show called Letting Go of God in the last year or so. Right.
And I know that the Letting Go of God, of course, was featured on an episode of This American Life, which I am told
yes.
by our good friend Ira Glass, that is like the single most requested episode of
I
that
know,
show.
Yes. Ira said, you are our Jurassic Park of
the Really?
Yes.
It's amazing. Maybe I'm cynical, but you just figured out there's a lot of money to be made with the whole godless piece. So you, I mean, what that left behind thing is for evangelical Christians, you are for
yes,
atheists.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah. Much, much smaller group. But
really?
It turns out there were a lot of people who have you know, gone through a similar journey to my own.
Well, what's interesting about these shows that you've been doing is, you know, unlike the kind of current events hilarity of Saturday Night Live, which you first became known for, you've done rather, shall we say, deeper stuff about some difficult topics, your own illness.
I
cancer.
Hate that about my career. Oh, I want to do easier topics and apply, you know. I don't know. I feel like I was Pat, and then I became cancer woman, and now I'm atheist woman.
Wow.
It's horrifying.
Yes, I mean, like what Foster Brooks was to drunkenness, you are to mortal disease and the meaning and the lack of meaning of existence.
It's, yes.
Do a giant red squirrel every now and then.
Going back to Saturday Night Live for a second, in addition to Pat, wasn't there an incident in which you actually got Hillary Clinton mad at you?
Yes,
is this
that's
true?
Correct.
Is this something that you want to talk about? Is this okay to talk
no,
about?
No, I played Chelsea Clinton in a sketch, and all I did was I just didn't wear any makeup. I put braces on, and then I had a wig that was like her hair. And Hillary wrote a letter saying, "How could you portray Chelsea in such an unflattering light?" And I kept thinking, that was just me with no makeup on. That was it. That's not so flattering, is it?
I'd be very flattered if you were to portray me. A little incredulous, but I see. Did you respond? Were you?
Well, Lorne Michaels. I don't know. I didn't play Chelsea again, though.
Let's go back to your monologues for a second. So it's interesting. I want to talk about Letting Go of God, your
yes.
monologue about your wonderful, hilarious, fun-filled journey toward atheism and the lack
gosh.
Of faith. But isn't it true? I mean, we read that when you were a kid, you fantasized about being a nun.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I enjoyed being raised Catholic. I'm, you know, the Catholic Church, that was like opera to me. It was like theater. You know, you go and people wear outfits and they have lines and there's all kinds of incense and singing. I loved it.
Really?
Yeah. No, but I wanted to be a nun, and I even went and Sister Antonella, one of the sisters at Marycliffe, where I went to an all-girls Catholic high school, sent me off to a convent for a weekend, and I hung out with the nuns for the weekend to see if I wanted to be a nun.
What'd you think?
I did not like it because they were too liberal for me at
no,
the time.
Really?
Oh, yes. I wanted a habit, and I wanted to, you know, wear a hair shirt and stuff like that. But they just wore, like, jeans and plaid shirts and played kumbaya and, like, did good works for
they
the
were
poor.
They were those singing nuns, weren't
yes,
they?
Yes, I didn't want that. I wanted to be, like, you know, in a nun story. I wanted,
right.
you know, my hair to get cut off and wear the severe outfit.
You wanted to be Maria before they kicked her out.
Yes.
Yes.
The incorrigible one, the one who's curious but stays in.
Actually, that was Friedrich who was incorrigible. If you want to get technical about
all
the sound
right,
of music.
Fine. Do you feel guilty now making your living in part by going around and proclaiming your atheism?
I do. because I hate... first of all, I don't like that word atheist, but I have to accept it, I guess. Because I, in fact, don't believe... I don't live my life under the assumption there's a God, therefore I'm an atheist, you're non-theist. But I just... I mean, I have the same association with that word that I think most people in our culture growing up here does, which, you know, is like communist dictator or something.
Why don't why don't you go with infidel?
Yeah. I know. I like infidel. Yeah. I like free thinker.
Free thinker. That's good.
See, I like that.
Yeah. There you go.
In fact, that reminds me that... I was doing my show, and then I did a benefit in Spokane, Washington, where I'm from, for the Catholic Charities. And they put, like, I was doing these shows.
Wait a minute. You're doing your show about being an atheist as a benefit for the Catholic Charities?
No, I didn't do the show.
Okay,
for them.
I was like, that would be great.
No, I just went and hosted an auction.
Okay.
For them. And they didn't want to put, so they said, well, what's your latest show about? Because they put, you know, God said, ha. And then I said, well, my latest show is all about how I went from being a Catholic to just not really believing in God. And then they didn't want to put atheist in the program. So they put, it chronicles my journey from religious faith to philosophical naturalism. And several nuns came up to me and said, oh, that show sounds fantastic. See, you just changed the word.
I'm curious. Is this breaking up with God, mm-hmm. or is this thinking that God is sort of like the tooth fairy?
It's in the first act, it's more breaking up with God, and then the second act is more like God is a tooth fairy.
Okay.
And then the third act is God. Have you seen his MySpace page? He's seeing someone new.
You know, the guy goes in the bar and says, has a quick drink and said, "Are there any penguins this high?" No, I don't know. How about this high? Are there penguins that high? No, we're going to have one more drink. How about, just like maybe a penguin about like that high? And they say, no. And he said, oh, God, I ran over a nun. That's just a little trying to be.
Well...
No, see, I could feel, you know, I want to defend nuns for that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want to rise to their defense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more nun jokes, Roy.
Come on,
take that anti-nun humor elsewhere, please.
I was sent here to get you back to the church, and that's why.
And this was your way.
Yeah, that's
okay. Right.
I got to say, since you are a philosophical naturalist, uh-huh. Yes. You'll have no one to call upon as you play our game. Which today, we are calling...
Don't call me a carny, you mooch. I'm a showman.
So next time you're at a carnival or sideshow, stop and listen to the people working the rides and games, but do not call them carnies. They do not like that. That's something we now know because we read a book called Talk the Talk, a dictionary of slang. Answer two questions correctly about the way carnival workers talk, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in the home answering machine.
Okay.
So you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay. You seem confident. I like that about
you. Well, I feel relaxed in the fact that this is not my job.
There you are. We lower the expectations out.
Okay, excellent.
Yes. Carl, who is Julia Sweeney playing for?
Julia is playing for Karen Reeker of Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. First question. How do the carnival workers refer to the sword swallower down in the sideshow? A, they call that person the steel nosher. B, the blade glommer. Or C, the silverware snacker.
I would say B, the blade glommer.
The blade glommer? You are correct. Mm. Very good.
Wow.
The blade glommer, that's what they call the sword swallower. I don't know why.
Because that's easier than sword swallower?
I know. Next question. They have a lot of interesting names for, us. Which of these is a term used for people who come to the carnival just to look but not to spend any money on the games? A, leisure suit leeches. B, lot lice. Or C, smart people.
I would say lot lice.
Lot lice?
Yes.
Once again, you're correct.
Oh.
My God. Have you worked at a carnival? I'm beginning to wonder here.
Oh, Peter, I have. I have a side job.
You really?
No.
You're a sideshow attraction. Come see the atheist wannabe nun. All right, this is amazing. I want to see if you can go for three here. Last question. Sometimes carnival people need more than just a few slang words to hide their deliberations and plans from the customers in front of them. So if some of them use what clever communication system? A, they use their ever-present cigarettes to blow smoke signals. B, they have worked out a code language based entirely on obscenities, so that a certain sequence of obscenities will mean something. Or C, they have their own language called Kiazarn, which is just adding the sound ias to the middle of every word.
Wow, that's hard. I would say C.
You're going to go for Kiazarn?
I'm going to use Kiazarn. No.
You're right.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Kiazarn is the language of the carnies. So if one carny wanted to tell another about a mark coming down the midway, he'd say, and let me see if I can do this because I'm not fluent. Liazuk. Miazuk, Kiazuming, Diazound, Miazidway. And thus we remain in the dark about their evil plans.
Wow, that's so amazing. Yeah.
Carl, how did Julia Sweeney do in our quiz?
Wow, perfect, Peter. She had three correct answers. So, Julia, you win for Karen Reeker.
Wow, I'm so happy.
That's great.
That's great. Thank you.
Congratulations. That was well done.
Thank you.
You know, she doesn't
need God.
I was about to say. Julia Sweeney is an actress, comedian, and author of the new book, Letting Go of God. It's also available on CD at juliasweeney.com. Go there, find out everything. Julia Sweeney, thank you so much for being with us. Julia Sweeney, Letting Go.
Thank you so much. Thank you.